With many lawmakers still out of Washington on a two-week recess and most having issued statements marking the recent fifth anniversary of the start of the Iraq War, few formal written statements were actually issued by congressional offices. However, speaking for Democrats, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the milestone, in her words, a grim reminder of the enormous human cost of the war in Iraq for the best and bravest in the military and their families. Pelosi also referred to the thousands of injured in Iraq, many permanently, adding that Americans are asking, in her words, how much longer U.S. forces must continue to sacrifice for the sake of an Iraqi government that is unwilling or unable to secure its own future. Missouri Democrat and House Armed Services Committee Chairman Ike Skelton said, in his words, "My heart is broken 4,000 times over," adding that when the history of the Middle East is written, I hope it will have been worth it. There were no formal statements issued Monday by the offices of either the House or Senate Republican leaderships. The House Republican leader John Boehner was traveling overseas. Historical perspective was also on the mind of President Bush, who appeared Monday at the State Department with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Offering deepest sympathies to the families of civilian and military personnel killed in Iraq, the president referred again to what he hopes will be history's positive assessment of the Iraq War and his decision to wage it.
You know, one day people will look back at this moment in history and say, thank God there were courageous people willing to serve because they laid the foundations for peace for generations to come. That I have vowed in the past, and I will vow so long as I'm president, to make sure that those lives were not lost in vain.
Earlier, White House Press Secretary Dana Perino said President Bush bears the responsibility for the decisions he made to go to war in Iraq and grieves for the families of those killed, but she said he also bears the responsibility to continue focusing on success. The two Democrats vying for their party's presidential nomination marked the 4,000 death toll Monday, both vowing that if elected, they will begin to bring the bulk of U.S. troops home. Referring to those killed and wounded, Senator Hillary Clinton repeated her pledge to bring U.S. troops home as quickly and responsibly as possible. In a written statement, Senator Barack Obama, who was on a brief vacation from the campaign trail, called every death a tragedy and added that Iraqi government leaders should be pushed to take responsibility for their future. It wasn't until late Monday that presumptive Republican presidential nominee Senator John McCain made any formal statement on the 4,000 death figure, but he has been consistent in rejecting any quick U.S. withdrawal from Iraq. When lawmakers return to work next week, they will be looking ahead to testimony on Capitol Hill on April 8th and 9th by U.S. Iraq Commander General David Petraeus and U.S. Ambassador to Iraq Ryan Crocker. The last time both men appeared before House and Senate committees in September of last year, they urged patience, saying that more time was needed to assess the impact of the 30,000-strong U.S. troop surge ordered by President Bush last year. This time, there is speculation that Petraeus may recommend that the gradual drawdown of U.S. forces, which would leave troop levels at roughly pre-surge levels in the final months of President Bush's final term in office, should be paused at some point later this year. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.